It's time for boys high school basketball action with part of Northern taking on Arlington. Let's thank our sponsors for making that possible here on WKTN. It's Already Mix, Liberty National Bank, The Depot No. 9, Stillwater Metal, HSLC, Bridget Howell Health Markets, Quest Federal Credit Union, Nelson Insurance, Cole Humphrey Insurance, The Little Chicago Room, Affordable Seamless Gutters, Ohio Health Heart and Memorial Hospital, Wilson Sporting Goods, Cessna Transport, Edward Jones Kyle Johnston, Mid Ohio Energy Cooperative, McCullough Industries and Olympic Steel Company, Century 21 Sunway Realty, Ohio Health Heart and Memorial Hospital, Root Lumber, Domino's Pizza, Superior Credit Union, Ace Hardware, and Roof Law Office. Now live from Arlington, here's Ryan Yoakum and Sean Christopher.
Good evening, everyone. This is Ryan Yoakum here with Sean Christopher in beautiful Arlington, Ohio. We're getting ready for a regional boys matchup between the Hard Northern Polar Bears and the Arlington Red Devils. It's kind of an early game here tonight, Sean.
You know, it's really exciting to get this game going, you know, at such an early time. You know, we had a great presentation to represent the Arlington, you know, state championship girls team from 2012 and the Final Four team from 2012 as well. Both those teams were led by the Wreckers, you know, Amelia Wrecker and definitely Thane Wrecker. It's nice to see Thane coming back. He's their JV coach. And he did a great job leading the JVs to a win for the Arlington Red Devils at 49-31 over the Polar Bears. Yeah. You know, I'm excited to watch these guys. It's two really good squads, and you know, have a lot to play for this night.
Yep. So, tell you what, folks, we're about 10 minutes out from the start of game time. We're going to throw it back to the station for just a minute, and we'll be back. We'll talk about starters, some records, and some other things. So, you're listening to your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Affordable Seamless Gutters of Herod is a fully insured gutter business offering several services such as 5 and 6 inch gutters, leaf guards, snow and ice guards, fascia and soffit work, rain barrels, and removal of old gutters. For an estimate, call 419-674-5748 or visit Affordable Seamless Gutters on Facebook. Military and senior discounts available. No job too big or small. Call Affordable Seamless Gutters and Downspouts today.
Looking to save money every month? Well, who isn't? With a Quest MasterCard, you can lock in a low fixed interest rate from 5.99 to 11.9% APR for qualified cardholders. You can even perform balance transfers from other high interest cards and save real money every month. Apply online today. Membership and credit score eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Equal opportunity lender.
Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Markets Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677. Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Markets Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677.
Health Markets Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Service and product availability varies by state.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 419-673-0937 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative is dedicated to the delivery of safe, affordable, and reliable electricity to better serve the lives of our members and communities. Your cooperative is a not-for-profit organization governed by the members that we serve. More than just electric, giving back to the community with the Community Fund, which provides funds for community service projects. In Kenton, call 419-673-7289. In Marion, 740-382-1234. Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Good evening. For those of you at home, this is Ryan Yoakum here with Sean Christopher, and this is the Ohio Health Hardin Memorial Hospital pregame show. We're getting ready to bring some live action between the Arlington Red Devils and the Hardin Northern Polar Bears. Sean, what records do we have for both teams tonight?
Hardin Northern comes in at a 9-7 with a 2-3 in the Northwest Central Conference. You know, this is a huge game tonight because they play Arlington with a 9-8 record. They got to get to that elusive 10th win with the tournament draw coming in next weekend to really get themselves a good seed in that spot. Arlington needs this one to stay at 5-2. You know, they're 5-2 right now in the BBC, try to keep pace with Liberty Benton and some of those top dogs, gives themselves a chance long term here.
Okay, so tell me, you know these teams probably as well as anybody does out there. What do we expect to see tonight? Inside play, outside play? I know the last time I called an Arlington game, they just lit it up from outside the arc.
These guys are great shooters. There's no doubt about these Arlington Devils. They don't have a whole lot of size, so they're going to be playing on the perimeter. You know, watching these guys early and seeing some of their stats, you know, they've got a real good long range game. You know, some of these guys from Hardin Northern, you know, they've got same deal. But the exciting part is this Neville Robson kid. He's only 100 points away from the school record on points, and 110 for both boys and girls away. So I look for him to try to put up some good numbers tonight and try to lead them.
So I know Nevin's dad, Reed, couldn't be here tonight. So, Reed, if you're listening at home, we're thinking of you. And I keep talking trash to Nevin. I keep telling him I'm ready to take him on one-on-one. So, Reed, make sure to remind him that he needs to meet me at the Y one of these days, and we need to go at it. But, yeah, we're excited to see both these guys. Nevin's going to bring some senior leadership. We talked about Arlington pregame when we were sitting here watching that JV game. They don't have any seniors on the roster. So it'll be interesting to see what the seniors do for Hardin Northern versus the Arlington team. Folks, we'll be back right after this. We'll bring you your starters. We're about 4 minutes out. So you're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Cessna Transport, now hiring drivers. Come work for a well-established company, grow financially, and have a career instead of just a job. Must have Class A CDL with tank and hazmat endorsements. Benefits include 401k and health insurance. Regional and OTR routes available. Apply in person south of Kenton on 68 or online at CessnaTransport.com. Make Cessna Transport the last career change you'll ever make.
Affordable Seamless Gutters of Herod is a fully insured gutter business offering several services such as 5 and 6 inch gutters, leaf guards, snow and ice guards, fascia and soffit work, rain barrels, and removal of old gutters. For an estimate, call 419-674-5748 or visit Affordable Seamless Gutters on Facebook. Military and senior discounts available. No job too big or small. Call Affordable Seamless Gutters and Downspouts today.
Whether you're buying or selling your home, a Century 21 Sunway Realty agent is ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. Locally owned and operated, our agents have the knowledge and experience to guide you through your buying or selling process. With over 45 years of experience, no one knows your local market better than Century 21 Sunway Realty. Call today at 419-675-2333 and let them help you with your buying and selling experience.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs. Insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
In sports, free agents are free to find a team that offers the best deal. That's why Grange only sells their coverages through independent insurance agents. They're free to find the best team to protect your auto, home, or business.
Nelson Insurance considers Grange their go-to company for their combination of great value and outstanding claim service. Call Nelson Insurance at 419-673-8256 or visit their website at ohinsuranceservices.com.
Products not available in all states.
Happy New Year. This is Gary Wahlberg, financial advisor with Liberty Financial Services. Taking a good look into your overall savings goals can help you get your financial health in tip-top shape and increase your prosperity for the new year. Please give us a call today at 567-305-0566 or visit online at mylibertyfs.com.
Securities and insurance products offered through Cetera Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cetera Investment Advisors, LLC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity. Insurance and investments are not FDIC insured, may lose value, not financial institution guaranteed, not a deposit, not insured by any government agency.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the Ohio Health Heart Memorial Hospital pregame show. This is Ryan Yoakum here with Sean Christopher on his inaugural radio broadcast. Welcome to the booth, by the way.
Hey, you know, I'm excited. This is a lot of fun. I look forward to doing some more of these if the station will have me.
I think they will. All right, so we're just a minute away from National Anthem. They're going to announce starters here. Actually, it looks like they may be throwing it at us a little early, folks. So we're going to throw it back to the station, and we'll come back to you with starters after this. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
In sports, free agents are free to find a team that offers the best deal. That's why Grange only sells their coverages through independent insurance agents. They're free to find the best team to protect your auto, home, or business.
Nelson Insurance considers Grange their go-to company for their combination of great value and outstanding claim service. Call Nelson Insurance at 419-673-8256 or visit their website at ohinsuranceservices.com.
Products not available in all states.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatched front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix and follow them on Facebook to see the many projects they do. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all area sports teams and wish them the best of luck this season.
Infinite opportunities simply means there are endless ways to make it possible. At HSLC, we have been helping homeowners in Kenton and surrounding Hardin County areas make it possible for over 130 years with mortgages, loan refinancing, home equity loans, and more. HSLC is here with the answers to all your questions and to make sure the loan process moves along smoothly. Contact one of our exceptional loan officers at HSLC to make your home ownership dreams come true. The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
New year, new you? Freshen up your look with new styles from our boutique located inside the Depot Number 9. We offer sizes for all body shapes that keep you looking beautiful and feeling comfortable. The Depot Number 9 boutique has long sleeve and short sleeve tops, sweaters, cardigans for layering, and buttery soft leggings in sizes 2 through 22. The Depot Number 9 in downtown Kenton on the square is here for you.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, welcome back, folks. We're live here in Arlington, Ohio, where we're just getting ready to start the boys basketball game between Hardin Northern and the Arlington Red Devils. Sean's going to throw the starters at us and let us know who we got for both teams.
So starters for Hardin Northern, they are Preston Wykes, a junior, Nevin Robson, a senior, Cooper Thomas, a sophomore, and Kobe Hooker, another senior. And then you go to the other side. You've got Arlington starting Caden Russell, Brady Ken, Braden Agapu, Rylan Essinger, and Jared Griggs.
Okay, so both teams looking ready to start here tonight. It's going to be interesting to see the matchup. We talked about Hardin Northern has a little bit more size on them, both vertically and I guess they look like they're just a little bit meatier than these Arlington Red Devils tonight.
You know, I look for these Arlington guys to try to space the floor out and not let that size affect them very much. You know, these guys can these Arlington guys can shoot really well. So it'll be really interesting to see these guys pressure the ball and spread, you know, pressure the ball and not let easy shots get up for Arlington.
You know, one of the things I think about when I think of a guard-centric offense, like what we think Arlington's going to present tonight, is are they going to run a man defense the entire game, or at least mostly a man, and then throw into a zone break once in a while? And are they going to press? And so it'll be curious to see if they do any of that here tonight.
You know, I'm thinking they're going to want to try to go some up-tempo, and they're going to do the best they can to take away this Robson guy, who's obviously a great scorer. So I can see them really putting a lot of pressure on him and possibly pressuring the ball to try to make it very difficult for him to get touches.
Yep, so it looks like Essinger and Robson are going to take the jump. We're just seconds away. And ball goes up, comes back down on the referee, and Northern picks up the ball. So Northern's got offense. It's going to be number 10. I'm going to get numbers here for you. Number 11, Zeb Wilson with the ball. Passes it over the corner up top to Wilson. Wilson goes over to Wykes. Wykes has it, moving across side. And we are seeing a man defense here, folks. Number 15, that's Thomas that has the ball. He's the cut looking backdoor cut. Nope, goes out top to number 52, Hooker. Hooker dribbling around, going to lose the ball, hits the ground, and rolls it across, and everybody's diving. So far, we're waxing the floor here tonight, John.
Yeah, that's great hustle play by both squads. Harden Northern is really doing a great job pressuring up the floor, and really up. They're up in the tempo a little more than I thought they would.
Yep, so here comes a trap. Number 10 has the ball. That's Brady Ken. He kicks it up top to number 5, Caden Russell. Russell has time, sets the offense. Good job there. Essinger with the ball in the corner, kicks it over to number 11, Ugapu. And ball deflected there by Northern, going to go off a knee, and they're able to keep it in. So that's number 11, Zeb Wilson with the ball. He's going to reset the offense up here. He goes over to Wykes. Wykes has it, moves across, fighting down and low are the Polar Bears. Goes back over. Cooper has the ball. He takes a nice drive to the hoop, off the glass, draws some contact, no call. Good rebound by Robson. Robson falls it in, gets first blood.
Yup. Harden Northern's coming out in the press and really trying to pressure the ball. And I thought Arlington did a great job until that very last minute. They're both teams are in a man-to-man defense right now, and they're face guarding this the Robson guy. They definitely want to eliminate his touches.
Yep, so number 5, Caden Russell has the ball here for the Red Devils. He kicks it over in the corner. Looked like it was on the line, but no call there by the ref. Robson fighting for it. Again on the floor, going to get a jump ball call here. And possession goes to the Red Devils.
You know, we're getting a lot of energy out of this Harden Northern crowd and this Harden Northern team. You know, they are playing their tails off right now. It's exciting to see. This is what makes basketball exciting when you see this stuff.
Yep, and so for those of you that have never been to Arlington High School's gymnasium, it's a loud gym. You're going to hear the fans here. If you do something right, you're going to hear the cheers. If you do something wrong, you're going to hear the boos, and it's going to come tonight. All right, so Red Devils with the ball. Over in the corner is number 5, Russell. He draws a contact foul there. Is that going to be on number 15? That is Cooper Thomas. That's his first.
Couldn't quite get his hips in front and draw that blocking charge.
Yep, 6:07 here on the clock of the first quarter on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Your score 2-0 with the Polar Bears leading. Ball kicks up top. Number 11 has it. He puts it over to number 25. Give me 1 minute, folks. That's Hobson. Hobson goes back around over to Essinger. Essinger puts it across to Wilson. Wilson takes it, drops it to Essinger in the post. Player control foul. They're going to call the charge there. Great job by number 52, Kobe Hooker.
Kobe Hooker did a great job. He saw that coming at him, and he got his feet set, and he made sure that he was ready to go, and he made sure the official knew that he took a great charge there.
Yep, so Wilson bringing the ball up the court for the Polar Bears. Again, the Red Devils in a man defense, but they're not putting any pressure on the ball until he gets across the timeline. So Wilson with it. He's calling clear out. Goes over to the side to number 4, Wykes. Wykes puts it over to Hooker. Hooker at the elbow, dropping in the paint and fighting for it is Robson. And that's going to be the foul on number 25, I believe, Jared Griggs.
Jared Griggs, yeah. He was fighting to get around, and he just couldn't quite get around it. And a little too much contact there. You know, definitely seeing some physicality used for this Robson.
Yeah, both kids bringing it here tonight. So it'll be interesting to see if fouls become an issue later in the game. All right, Robson with the ball here in the corner. He's got isolation. His team's clearing out for him. He's driving. Nice take to the hoop. Nice left hand off the rim. Rebound there by Griggs. Griggs kicks it up over to number 5, Caden Russell. Russell goes to the hoop to Essinger. Essinger, nice follow-in play. Off the glass. Misses it. Draws contact. They're going to call it on the floor. And I believe that's going to be on number 4. Is that? Oh, that's on 15. That's Cooper Thomas.
And I believe that's his second foul of the night.
Yeah, the coach is going to go to his bench here. He's going to bring in number 23, Sean Kuhlman. So Kuhlman going to give him a quick rest. He's going to take on Griggs with the man-to-man matchup here. So inbound coming. Red Devils have it up at the top. They're looking back to the corner on that set piece. Didn't work well for them. So Cooper has it now. Kuhlman on him tight. He's kicking over across the corner. Drives in, backs off, has glass. Nice block there by number 11. That is Zeb Wilson for the Polar Bears.
Okay, Zeb Wilson did a great job of getting over with help side defense there and really stopping the ball and forcing a difficult shot.
All right, Wilson gets the ball back here. Just clanks it off the front of the iron, but a nice elbow shot for him there. All right, so it looks like it is going to be number 5. That's Caden Russell bringing the ball up the court. He kicks it out. It goes over to Ken. Ken puts it up top to Essinger. Essinger over to Agapu. Agapu driving in and pulls it back out. Goes back over to Essinger. Essinger going to get it over. They're going to reset this offense here. So Griggs has it. Puts it over to Russell. Russell gives a nice give and go there, and Robson sends that ball flying.
Wow, what great help defense by Robson. He elevated and made sure that that ball had no chance there.
Yeah, he definitely has the ups. So I was talking trash about him pregame, but I'm not taking it in the paint on him if I do.
I've seen Ryan Yoakum play some ball. It might be a good matchup, though.
All right, so inbound play coming here for the Devils. Cutting backcourt over to Russell. Russell taps it. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Northern ball.
Wow, these Polar Bears are really juiced up. Their hit defense is on point, and their energy is just intoxicating.
Right. It's now 4:21 left here in the first quarter. The score still 2-0 on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard with the Polar Bears leading. But now we're seeing the Red Devils put a little bit of pressure on the ball. Ball kicked over in the corner to Kuhlman. Kuhlman has it, puts it over to Wikes. Wikes puts it back to Kuhlman. He's in the corner, goes over to Wilson. Wilson has time. He's pulling back, resetting the offense here. All right, he's clearing him out and trying to get something moving in the side. He's driving in, goes over to Wikes. Wikes has it, kicks it back to Kuhlman. Over to Hooker. Excuse me, isn't 52 Hooker? Yep, getting names right. And a nice shot from the foul line just off the front of the iron. All right, Russell bringing the ball up the court for the Red Devils. He's looking to press and go at the glass. Nice attack there off the rim, and he gets the first points here for the Red Devils.
You know, that was a great job pushing the ball. And Arlington definitely wants to up the tempo. A little bit of run and jump, their last possession, and we'll see if they can continue that tempo.
Yep, we talked about that. These guard-centric teams, they're fast-paced, and that worked in their favor there. They're attacking, and the Polar Bears had to get back on the defense. All right, so Hooker has the ball up top, gives it to Robson. Robson pulls up from about 18 feet, drops it. That's his second bucket of the night. Your score now 4-2 with 3:13 left here on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard here in the first quarter.
Robson, that was a great shot, just great rhythm. You can tell he's put a lot of time in with, practicing the craft of shooting the basketball. And, Griggs got caught up in a ball screen, which really is what, opened him up there.
All right, so ball coming in. Agapu off the front of the rim, goes over to Russell. Russell, good offensive rebound there, kicks it to Essinger. Ball kicks back over to Agapu, goes out to Russell. Russell off the back of the rim, and it's just going to miss. Essinger diving in. Good job by the big man of being all over the court and being a part of this. So Essinger, ball out, goes over to number 10. That is Braden Ken. Ken pulls up from about 17 feet, nothing but net. All right, your score now 4-4 with 2:27 on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard here in this first quarter. Looks like subs coming for Arlington here, and it's going to be number 15, Brady Griggs, coming into the game. He's a freshman.
Yeah, Jared Griggs, I'm assuming they're related at some point. He has done a great job of face guarding. You can tell he's starting to get gassed out.
All right, so Robson takes it there and draws contact. I didn't see. Was that on Essinger?
I believe that was Griggs.
Okay. Jared Griggs. That's his second. So starting to see some early fouls and some foul trouble on some of these players here tonight.
The attack and getting the ball inside and in the paint and really forcing the action by both these teams. It's really interesting to see.
All right, Robson at the line to take the first of two. Takes a hesitation dribble and misses that front end on this one. I'd have liked to have seen him take a little bit more time there. I just felt like he rushed that first foul shot.
You're 100% right. As smooth as he was on that jump shot from about 18, he didn't have that smooth rhythm there.
All right, so Hooker's going out here for the Polar Bears, and it looks like number 3, Luke Metzger, coming in.
That'd be Harden Northern's Colby Curtis.
Oh, sorry, guys, got that one wrong. That's Colby Curtis. Thanks, Coach. All right, and Robson misses both of the foul shots there, so good possession there for the Red Devils. And bringing up the ball is number 15, Brady Griggs. He's the freshman. He looks in the paint. He's putting it over. He gets the ball back. Going to take a quick three off the front of the iron and misses. So Wilson with the rebound. He brings it up, kicks it over to Robson. Robson puts it in the corner to Kuhlman. He's going to take a three off the front of the iron there as well. Good job there by the sub that came in. That is
Colby Curtis.
Colby Curtis, yeah.
He's hustle. I've seen him play sports a long time, and he is a great hustler, and he's a guy that brings energy, anything he does.
All right, Russell has the ball. He kicks over to Agapu. He puts it over to number 15. That's Griggs, the freshman.
Young Griggs.
The younger Griggs. All right, ball goes over to Wilson. It goes over to Metzger. It's Curtis. He gets the ball back. He's going to take a three, and nothing but net, folks, and he strikes there, too. Now, your score 7-4. The Polar Bears leading over the Red Devils with 1:15 here in the first quarter.
You know, that shows a lot of confidence, being able to come in the game, you know, two possessions in, step into a great three by Colby Curtis there.
Yep, so Greg has the ball. He kicks it over to Essinger. Essinger looking at it, and Robson going to give him that three if he wants it, and he's not going to take it. So now he's bringing in the paint. He's putting some body in, and they're going to call the first foul here on Robson, but Essinger was coming hard. I think if Robson held his ground and took the charge, he might have got that call there.
Hey, Ryan, I think they called that on Colby Curtis.
Did they really?
So Robson stayed out of that foul trouble.
Okay, and he was vertical like you like to see him play there, so there must have been a slap in there from Colby.
And Essinger did a great job of trying to bring the ball down to him and try to draw that foul. Right. Looks like we've got a sub coming in for Essinger. Yeah, I can't quite tell who that is over there.
No, I can't see a number yet, but folks, we'll get it to you. All right, Essinger takes the second of two and makes that one. Here comes sub. That's number 33. That's Mason Kennedy coming in.
Cavanaugh.
Sorry, I don't have him on my.
That's all right. He's another one of their sophomores. You know, these guys, they're young. You know, they're playing sophomores. I mean, they've only got, three juniors on the entire roster here, no seniors.
Okay, so Wilson bringing the ball up the court here for the Polar Bears. 48 seconds left on the clock. Goes over to Coleman. He's looking up top. He's going to probably kick it in the corner to Hooker. Hooker has it. He takes his time just trying to find an open man here. Back to Coleman. That goes over to Curtis. He has dribble over there. Screen coming from Robson, but Curtis doesn't take it. Robson has the ball up top. They're going to isolate and clear. Now Hooker comes, sets the screen. Robson has 27 seconds. He's going to drive in. Has a chance here. Nice shot off the glass. Gets his own rebound and follow up and bucket there for Robson. All right, your score 9-5 here. 17 seconds left. Greg bringing the ball up the court for the Red Devils. He's looking at open floor. Kicks it over to Agapu over on the side. Now it's over to number 10. That is Russell. Russell has it. Back to Greg. Greg takes it in. Nice dump pass over there to Cavanaugh. And he's going to get the bucket and draw the foul.
You know, he should be rewarded. You know, he made that second possession happen with the offensive rebound. He tipped it out, and they were able to push the tempo just in the quarter court there.
So I talk about dropping dimes, and that was a nice pass to hit that open man. You know, it's what we want to see. All right, so 3.6 left on the clock here in this first quarter. Here comes the three-point play the old-fashioned way. He puts it in. We've got a sub coming. And it's going to be number one, Jonah Diller, coming in for him. See what Coach has drawn up with a 3.6 left here.
It looks like he's just trying to get Robson a little extra break, you know, before the quarter break here.
Nice half-court shot off the glass and no good. Folks, that's one in the books. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
This is Brenda Moots with the Depot Number 9. We have locations in downtown Kenton on the Square and downtown Lakeview at Indian Lake. Do you have a home-based business you're looking to grow or expand? Do you have a craft or hobby you want to share with others? At the Depot, we're looking for vendors and makers just like you to sell your wares at our retail boutiques. Shop on in for more information and join the Depot family of makers today. Kenton is open every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays from 10:30 to 3:30.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, welcome back, folks. This is Ryan Yoakum here with Sean Christopher, and we are coming back from the end of your first quarter, sponsored here by Roof Law Office. Sean, scores and thoughts first quarter.
You know, I thought both teams played with exceptional energy. The defense has been great. The schemes have been great. And I thought the officials let them play pretty well. Yeah, everything was a physical basketball game. It's nice to see.
Bumping and banging. A few fouls there. I think both teams sitting at 3 and 4 fouls apiece. So foul trouble could become an issue later in this game. All right, so Northern with the ball. Kicks it over to Curtis. Curtis has it, and he's looking to drive to the lane. good job here of fronting him as number 10, Brady Kinn. But oh, Curtis able to get
great
the bucket.
Roll.
Yeah. So your score now 11-8 with 7:32 here in the second quarter on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. All right, the freshman Greg brings the ball up the court, passes over to Russell. Russell kicks it over to Essinger, over to Agapu. Now number 10, Brady Kinn has the ball, looking in the paint to Russell, but going to be picked off by Wilson. Wilson puts it over to Curtis. He gets it back to Wilson, and now they're walking it up the court, going to get the offense set, and it looks like we're going to have a substitution and Robson coming back in here for the Polar Bears. All right, Curtis with the ball here on the right wing. Goes over to number one, that is Diller, and he draws the foul, and I think that's probably who Robson's going to substitute. So we're going to see him shoot some foul shots and then Robson back in.
Yeah, you know, Brady Griggs, he couldn't quite get over there, and he got a little excited, so slapped down and created the foul there. I thought it was a great circle cut coming across the lane to get a dump down there.
All right, so Diller misses the first of two. So far, we're not seeing a foul shot exhibition tonight. I'd like to see both teams making these. I mean, this is what wins ball games for you.
Now, a lot of times when these guys have back-to-back games, you know, second half of the Saturday game, their legs tend to go, and that's the first thing that happens is, you know, free throws get a little bit harder.
Yep, so Diller misses the second of two there. Ball goes over to the freshman, Grigg. He's bringing the ball up the court with Diller on him, putting a little bit of pressure on him as he brings up court. He pulls back, so it looks like they're sitting in a 1-4 set. Goes over to Essinger. He comes up top with it. He gets it back to Grigg. Grigg, nice shot fake. Drives, gives it back over to Essinger. He's looking in the paint to Cavani. Cavani wide open.
Wow, great dump down. And it's real nice to see Brady Griggs, the freshman, you know, handle the pressure. He seems like a seasoned vet, especially for a freshman out there.
You know, they've got to watch that backside. Nice entry play. There was some press coming from the Red Devils there. So seeing a little bit different set here. I love seeing a coach that mixes it up and throws different looks at the offense of the other team to just make them work hard.
And a lot of times, you know, press like that, it was a soft press, so they were just trying to change the tempo and so hopefully get Hardin Northern into a quick little mistake and get an easy one.
Right, so Wilson had the ball, kicks it over to Hooker, goes back over to Curtis on the far wing, comes to Diller. They're going to call
offensive
3 seconds or a foul?
Offensive
there.
Foul.
Wow. You
know, he threw his hip when he set that screen just for that circle cut that we saw the last possession. He threw that hip out a little extra, and you're not going to get away with that.
Right, so Diller going to take a rest here. Robson coming back in. Your score now 10-11 with the Polar Bears leading with 6:05 here on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard.
Again, you got a soft press from Hardin Northern. They're trying to do the same thing here.
Yep, all right, so number five, I believe that's Russell, brings the ball up the court for the Red Devils, puts it over to the freshman, Grigg. He kicks it over to Essinger. Essinger has time. He kicks it back out over. Russell gets the ball back, coming up top to Grigg. Ball goes to the corner. That is Kinn with it. Kinn puts it over to number 21. I believe that's an Essinger as well, correct? It is. That's Ryler Essinger. There's the two Essinger brothers, and they look awful similar out there.
You know, great patience to, you know, run through their offense, get a little continuity going, see if they can get, you know, Hardin Northern out of position defensively to get an easy one. But Hardin Northern did a great job of being great position.
Okay, we've got two subs coming in for the Polar Bears. We've got Xander Wilson and Nolan Hobson. I think it's going to be the first time that we've seen either one of them here in the match. So pressure up top, Wilson on the ball. Kicks over to the corner. It's Kinn that has it. He drops it over to Cavani. Cavani over to Essinger. Essinger takes the 15-footer and drops it. Nice little set piece there.
Oh, it's great to see a big man. You hit an elbow jumper and great rhythm. Inside-outside game with him and Cavani there.
Yep. All right. So Wilson has the ball. Looking at the press, goes over to Hobson. Hobson kicks it over back to Wilson. Wilson able to get through and across the timeline. All right. So it's going to be Russell on him up top. We're sitting at 5 minutes, 3 seconds left here. Score 12-11. So Arlington takes their first lead of the game there with that.
You know, these guys, they're an evenly matched game, and both teams definitely want that 10th win before seeding comes in a week from now.
So Essinger on Robson. Robson doing his best to try and get
wow,
open.
Great defense.
Yeah.
Wow, he's doing a great job, is Essinger.
Yep, so Robson gets the ball back. He's going to try and isolate. They're shifting a man over, looking to double team if they can. Robson kicks it out to the corner. Nice three ball off target there and rebound by Cavani. Cavani's really contributed since he's came into this game.
Oh, he's done a great job. You know, his energy's great. He's got good postmanship. You know, for a big guy, he's got great feet.
Yep, so Russell brings the ball up the court. He drops it over to Essinger. Essinger, again, nice jumper, drops it there. Now your score 14-11, 4:15 left here on the clock on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard.
You know, that was great. You know, baseline jumper, you know, back to 15 feet with Essinger. He's a good basketball player. You can tell he's worked on that game. You don't see a lot of good 15-foot jump shots from many guys anymore.
Robson tries to take the three, draws some contact. No call there by the referee. Then rebounded by, it looks like, number 25. We have a timeout, or are they calling jump ball?
Jump ball. We got a jump ball tied up.
Yep, possession's going to go to the Red Devils. That's exactly what they want to see here. So we're going to see the freshman Grigg heading out. We've got number 20 coming in. That's Vermillion. All right. So
that's Jace Vermillion, another freshman, you know, getting ready to contribute for the Red Devils here.
Love seeing the play from the young players. I mean, not only does it help develop them for later years, but just the fact that they're in and contributing early is awesome.
And if you know much about, you know, Arlington basketball, that Vermillion name should be all familiar. You know, their dad, you know, Coach Vermillion, has done a great job raising these guys up. They've been in the gym since they were babies.
Yep, so Russell brings the ball up the court, kicks over to Ken, goes back to Essinger. Essinger got a little excited there and might have took a few steps before he put the ball on the floor. Otherwise, he cleared plenty of space.
Yeah, he did.
Had it. All right, so it looks like Wilson going to throw the ball into Hooker. He's just going to dump it back to Wilson. Here comes the press, though.
Back to your three-quarter court, soft press.
Yep.
Try to change the tempo up and, you know, push it for a hard Northern.
Yep, so ball goes back over to Wilson. He's getting around Russell here. Oh, mispossessed there by the Polar Bears, but able to keep it up and then drop. No, great job by Red Devils to
and
get
that's
possession.
Exactly what they were trying to do. You force them in making their own mistake and get themselves in a bad spot and create that turnover.
Yep. And so they called a foul on Robson.
They called that
there.
Robson.
And we've got Hobson. So Hobson just left the game, taking a quick timeout here, and we've got number 4, Preston Wykes, coming back in.
All right. We can see Robson just picked up his second, so this could be a storyline as we go.
Yeah. So Russell bringing the ball up the court, Wykes on him, Hooker looking to help set
a
backside.
Great backdoor.
And Wilson just got beat there. He followed his player out in a great back cut by Ken. And your score now 16-11, 3:12 left on the clock, and the Polar Bears trailing here at Arlington. So ball goes into Robson in the paint. He kicks out to Hooker, over to Wilson. Wilson driving in. He's pulls the ball up. He's stopped short, and he's got three Red Devils on him. He kicks it back over to Robson. Robson has it, and it is going to be pulled back, and he's going to reset this offense. All right, so Robson has the ball. He's drifting around up top. He's got Essinger on him, isolation, man-to-man, and we're going to get some contact there on Ryler Essinger.
Yeah, Essinger was great position, and then Robson had a great spin move, and you know, just couldn't quite get his hips back to where they needed to be.
Yep. So Braden Agapu coming back into the game here, and he's going to give Essinger a break. How many fouls was that on Essinger? Was that his first or his second?
That's his second.
His second, yep. So coach is going to get him out. So inbound play to Robson. Robson fighting in the paint. He puts it off the glass, draws contact, no call there. And now here comes a press from the Polar Bears, and they're going to try and trap here on it. Up, and we have
little guy lost his basketball from the sideline.
Yeah, all that hustle to get the ball in, they're going to have to do it again. All right, so Red Devils inbounding the ball. 2:34 here on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Your score 16-11. Red Devils lead. All right, ball coming in. Ken puts it over to Russell. Russell has Curtis on him and putting a press here. But as you said, it was kind of a soft press. They're not looking to trap. And Russell just blazes past him. Goes over to Agapu. He has the three in the corner. Misses off the glass. Wykes with the rebound. Going to be knocked out by, that was the freshman Vermillion.
You know, it's as we kind of talked, you know, Arlington's known to be a good shooting team, but the back-to-back weekend, you know, on that Saturday, a lot of times the shot is the first thing that goes, and you can definitely tell their legs, both teams are a little on the tired side here.
Yep, so Polar Bears trying to break the press here, and they're passing around it instead of over it. I like to see them pass over. All right, Curtis in the corner and off the front of the iron. Rebound by Robson. He's hitting the ball in the paint with Essinger. Essinger knocks it loose, and it goes over to Ken. Ken gets it over to Vermillion. Vermillion pushing up the right-hand side. Looks to Agapu in the corner. They're going to drop to Essinger in the paint. He kicks it back to Agapu. Agapu with the three. Nothing but net, folks. 19-11. Minute 47 here on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. And the Red Devils are running. All right. Curtis with a fast play here. Draws the contact. That's from Essinger. And that's going to be his first or second here. And that's the – oh, sorry. That was Cavani. I'm sorry, folks. And that was his first.
Colby Curtis got the ball, and he just went down the floor, coast to coast, as fast as he could, and he's a fast guy. He got hit pretty hard. It took him a second to get up, but he's at the free throw line. See if he can hit this pair.
Yep, your score 19-11. Here's the first of two for Colby Curtis. Nice foul shot there by Curtis. All right, he was 0-for-2 in the first two, wasn't he? Missed them both.
I believe so, yeah.
So he's finding a rhythm here, and that's what you want to see for any coach and any team.
And a lot of times when you have a physical guy like Colby Curtis, you know, just getting knocked down a little bit and kind of gets those shakes out and you're ready to play now.
All right, Curtis with the second of two. And nothing but net again. Nice shot there. Your score now 19-13. Red Devils lead. Ball inbounded to Russell. Russell's bringing it up the court. He's got Curtis on him. Curtis putting a press, but Russell just running right past him. He's really quick. Nice backdoor cut by Ken. Unable to handle it, and it's going to be Polar Bear ball.
Just wasn't quite ready for the ball. You know, it was a tight window to get the ball through, and he did a great job of getting it through. Just couldn't quite get his hands on it.
Yep, so Wykes inbounds to Wilson. Wilson has it. It looks like Russell's going to put a little bit of pressure on it. Again, you're looking at that off trap. Kurtz gets it and puts it over to Robson. Robson pulls up from the foul line, and there he's got another bucket. I believe that's his seventh or his ninth here, or eighth, excuse me, folks. He's got eight.
He's at eight, yeah.
All right.
That is a smooth jump shot this guy has.
All right, nice backdoor cut there by Russell, and Russell puts it in left hand. Your score 21-15, minute eight left here in the second quarter. And Red Devils are leading over the Polar Bears. Mishandled by Kurtz. Ball goes out of bounds.
You have to eliminate those easy turnovers. At least it wasn't a live ball turnover, but, you know, get extra possessions for Arlington. You know, home team will definitely appreciate those.
You know, I wouldn't mind seeing Hardin Northern's coach take a timeout here and reset his team a little bit. I think that they're letting this pressure and this pace get to them. All right, so ball kicks over to the corner. Goes over to Vermillion. Vermillion with the three. Off the iron. Rebounded by Robson. Goes over to Wilson. Wilson has it. He's pulling back, trying to find offense and get upset. Goes over to Robson in the corner. He's driving hard to the glass and puts it in. And he just goes by a gap you there. All right, 35 seconds left on the clock here in the second half or the second quarter, getting ready to go into halftime. And look to see the Red Devils trying to take the last shot here.
You know, I'm sure they're going to be patient. You know, try to burn some time. You know, they're going to be happy coming into halftime with a little bit of a lead. They don't want to cause any mistakes or give any momentum. It's a Hardin Northern going into the half.
All right, Vermillion has it. He's looking to Cavani in the post. He puts it over to Agapu. Agapu has, drives in, kicks over to the corner to Ken. Ken with the three, nothing but net, folks. Now we're starting to see that outside shooting. 6 seconds left. Curtis running in. He's got time. He drives. Oh, big block by Cavani. Ball's going out, 0.9 seconds left. Not much to do here besides throw it up and hope Robson can tip one in.
Well,
are they giving it to the Red Devils? They can't be. Yeah, it's got to be Polar Bear ball.
Both these guys are arguing. Both coaches are ready to argue, you know, who should have the basketball now.
Yep, folks, 30-second timeout here by Hardin Northern. They're trying to set up an out-of-bounds play and figure out how to try and get something near the iron here with 0.9 seconds left.
You expect to see some sort of a back screen and a double screen to try to get Robson to the bucket or one of their shooters. Yeah, they've got some guys that can shoot the basketball, try to get them slipping out.
Yep.
Maybe see them use Robson diving and draw a double and get another guy open here.
Yeah, so let's talk about fouls. Both teams sitting at six fouls. Another thing you might try and do is draw a foul here and go to the line with the bonus.
Yeah, you know, both teams sitting at six. You know, but see, these officials, they're doing a great job. They're letting this be a real physical basketball game. And you know, it's definitely going to wear on these guys in the second half.
You know, it's one of those things you like to see. You like to see physicality when they play. And you're not seeing dirty play from anybody. Nobody's undercutting anyone. Nobody's throwing elbows. It's just nice. All right, folks, we're about to start back up. Wykes has the ball out. Backdoor cut, looking to Robson. It's not going to go. It's going to go to Wilson. Wilson takes a quick chuck. Going to go off the backboard and out. And, folks, your halftime score now 24-17. Red Devils leading. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Infinite opportunities simply means there are endless ways to make it possible. At HSLC, we have been helping homeowners in Kenton and surrounding Hardin County areas make it possible for over 130 years with mortgages, loan refinancing, home equity loans, and more. HSLC is here with the answers to all your questions and to make sure the loan process moves along smoothly. Contact one of our exceptional loan officers at HSLC to make your home ownership dreams come true. The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
We keep you rolling on the road or in the field. Wilson Tire for anything with wheels.
Wilson Tire Company has three locations to serve you in Upper Sandusky, Kenton, and Tiffin, and carries a complete line of tires from Firestone, Michelin, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Cooper, and Mastercraft. When it comes to your family safety, don't rely on big box discounts. Get to Wilson Tire.
Wilson Tire Company. Oh, yeah.
At Ohio Health, we'd like to remind you that the health issues you faced before the pandemic haven't just gone away. That cancer screening you needed? Well, you still need it. Your bad knee's not going to replace itself. And when life as you know it stopped, your medical needs didn't. It's time to take back your health, safely. And just like always, Ohio Health is here to help you do it. Visit OhioHealth.com to find out more.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs, insuring Hardin County for over 75 years. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Happy New Year from Liberty National Bank. Hi, this is Jade Hale. Now is the time to think about your 2022 financial goals, and we have a free service that can help you in that process. My Money View is an online financial management tool where you can track your spending, set goals, and establish realistic budget. Find out more at one of our locations or visit us online at myliberty.bank. Liberty National Bank, expect the best. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hey folks, this is Ryan Yoakum here with Sean Christopher in Arlington, Ohio. You're listening to the Superior Credit Union Halftime Show, where we are coming back from the Hardin Northern Polar Bears trailing 17-24 against the Arlington Red Devils. So Sean, thoughts about that first half?
You know, I thought both teams came out with great energy. I thought, you know, the Robson kid from Hardin Northern, he's got 10 of their 17. You know, he's definitely a force to be stopped, and I'm looking for them to for Arlington to continue to face guard him in the second half and keep him in check, because, you know, for the most part, nobody else has really contributed a whole lot except for Colby Kurtz. You know, so really those two guys are the only ones that have scored. So, you know, now on the other side, you know, Arlington, their scoring is all spread out. You know, that one guy's got, you know, 4, 7, 3, 4. So it's pretty well spread out. So I look to see them continue to spread it out. I look to see, you know, the tempo to continue to be raised, because I thought the tempo that Arlington started to use with a little more up-tempo put some Hardin Northern in a little uncomfortable positions.
Right. So one of the things I always talk about is having at least two players that can get you into that double-digit scoring factor. Right. So you have two threats. So Robson, we know, is just lights out there. But we need somebody else for Northern that is going to cause him to collapse down on him so he can open up some of the other players and get them the good look. And so what we're seeing on Arlington is great distribution, players that are all lighting up from all over, really great post play from both Essinger and Cavani. And actually both of the Essinger boys are doing a great job interiorly, but their guards are doing great outside.
You're 100% right. And I know I focus a lot defensively to put guys in bad spots. And, you know, for the most part, to keep Robson to 10, you know, between Essinger and Cavanaugh and those other guys that have face guarded him, you know, they have really made him uncomfortable. You know, he has to settle for outside jump shots, which he's good at. But, you know, really, he does not want to go down inside and bang with those big guys.
Nope. Folks, we're going to come back with a little bit more strategy and chalk talk here. But you're listening to your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677. Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677.
Health Marcus Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Service and product availability varies by state.
At Ohio Health, we'd like to remind you that even in the face of a pandemic, other health issues don't just go away. Every 40 seconds, someone still has a heart attack. A stroke won't just hold off until all this is over. And knowing the signs and risk factors for both is as important as ever. It's time to take back your health safely. And like always, Ohio Health is here to help you do it. Visit OhioHealth.com to find out more.
RDC, P2P, A2A, mobile wallet, money desktop, mobile pay, bill pay. Need we say more?
With Quest Federal Credit Union, we offer more free products and services that keep you mobile, agile, and in control of your finances. Download the free Quest FCU mobile app for Android and iOS today. Membership eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, equal opportunity lender.
In sports, free agents are free to find a team that offers the best deal. That's why Grange only sells their coverages through independent insurance agents. They're free to find the best team to protect your auto, home, or business.
Nelson Insurance considers Grange their go-to company for their combination of great value and outstanding claim service. Call Nelson Insurance at 419-673-8256 or visit their website at ohinsuranceservices.com.
Products not available in all states.
Hensel Ready Mix offers six locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatched front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix and follow them on Facebook to see the many projects they do. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all area sports teams and wish them the best of luck this season.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
And welcome back to the Superior Credit Union Halftime Show. This is Ryan Yoakum here live with Sean Christopher at Arlington High School, where the Red Devils are currently leading 24-17 over the hardened Northern Polar Bears. So, Sean, you're the Polar Bears coach. What are you doing to get back in this game going into the second half?
You know, I think you've got to continue to play great defense and up the tempo defensively, but I think you've got to find ways to get – you know, other guys scoring opportunities other than Colby Curtis and Robson. Those guys, they're doing a great job of getting their looks, but somebody else has to step up and, you know, become an offensive threat, and you're looking to do that.
Yeah, you know, the other thing I think is you're letting the Red Devils dictate the pace of play right now, that they're controlling the momentum, and I think you've got to settle into your game. And it seems like Hardin Northern's a little bit more comfortable in a half-court set and setting a little bit more of a set offense and pace as opposed to just that fast court, fast break offense.
And, you know, Arlington went to that, you know, three-quarter court, you know, soft press, and that made a huge difference in changing the tempo. And that's really when you saw Hardin Northern get uncomfortable, you know, bringing the ball down and being able to get good looks.
Yeah, and so be curious to see if they keep that momentum here in the second half. I'm sure that they're going to keep the game plan because it's working. You know, why change it if it isn't?
Yeah, you're 100% right. You know, run it till they stop it, and then keep on making sure that, you know, it wasn't an accident.
Yep. So, folks, we'll be back after this. We're about a minute 30 out from the start of the third quarter. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Happy New Year. This is Gary Wahlberg, financial advisor with Liberty Financial Services. Taking a good look into your overall savings goals can help you get your financial health in tip-top shape and increase your prosperity for the new year. Please give us a call today at 567-305-0566 or visit online at mylibertyfs.com.
Securities and insurance products offered through Cetera Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cetera Investment Advisors, LLC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity. Insurance and investments are not FDIC insured, may lose value, not financial institution guaranteed, not a deposit, not insured by any government agency.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Arlington, Ohio, where we are live with the Arlington Red Devils taking on the Hardin Northern Polar Bears and boys varsity action tonight. We're getting ready to start to the third quarter, which is brought to you by the Roof Law Offices. and the Polar Bears trail 17-24 over the Red Devils, but they're going to have possession to start the game.
This is a huge half of basketball here. You know, both teams are sitting at 9 wins, trying to get to that number 10, which is a big deal in high school basketball.
Right, so Wykes inbounds the ball to Wilson. Wilson has it, and he takes the ball over the corner, and he's isolating with Agapu on him. He dribbles off an ankle, but able to retain it there. Kicks it up top, and it's going to be kicked over to Hooker in the corner. Hooker looking back to Wilson. And now Robson fighting for it. Wilson has it. He's looking back in the paint. Kicks over to Hooker. Hooker's got an open shot, but he doesn't take it. Wykes with the three here off the iron. Rebound off of Russell, and it's going to be Polar Bear ball.
Great hustle by Cooper Thomas to, you know, keep that ball alive and really, you know, force Arlington to tip it out.
Yeah, and we didn't see a lot of Cooper Thomas in that first half. He got into foul trouble early, and Coach had him on the bench. All right, Hooker has the ball, drives in. Nice play there by the big man.
Shot.
You know, that was an acrobatic play by a big guy.
Yeah, it was. That was beautiful. You know, and I think he was expecting more contact, and he didn't get it, and he was able to a little baby hook, you throw it in there.
Yep, so Russell has the ball up top, passes over to Agapu. Agapu driving in, looks to the corner, going to put it back over. It's going to be number 25. I'm sorry, folks.
That's Griggs. That's the older Griggs.
Yeah, that's the older Griggs. So we didn't see a whole lot of him in the first half either because of fouls.
He All was right. Banging with Robson and ended up getting his second foul early, and he took a little bit of a break.
All right, Griggs over to Essinger. Essinger with a nice shot there, but going to be rebounded by Wykes for the Polar Bears, and they're on the move again. So not seeing that press that we saw earlier from the Red Devils. Wilson has time, kicks it over. Now Robson has it. Oh, dribbles off a foot. Lucky pass over to Wykes. Wykes has it, kicks it back over to Cooper Thomas. Thomas up top. Wykes setting the screen for him, going to clear out. Hooker has it. He's got Robson in the paint. Good backside help there by the Red Devils, by Russell, and he knocks it away. He's charging with it, goes to the corner, looking for Brady Ken. Errant pass goes out of bounds, and it's going to be back to the Polar
Bears.
He was
expecting Ken to continue towards the corner, and Ken was setting up, ready to take a outside jump shot in there, and couldn't quite get to it.
Right, so Wykes inbounding. We're sitting at 6:25 here in the third quarter. Your score 24-19 on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Wilson bringing the ball up the court, and it's going to be Agapu that's going to be guarding him here. He dribbles over to the corner. Robson going to set the screen, goes over to Hooker on the baseline. Hooker to Robson. Robson has it. He pulls up from the elbow off the front iron and just misses there.
He wasn't in rhythm there. He pulled his shoulders back and had a little fade, and based on the pressure he was getting.
Yep, Russell with the ball. He's got Cooper Thomas on him. Goes over to Grigg. Grigg has it, driving in. Puts it over to Agapu. Agapu driving in, pulls up to a stop. Goes over back over to Russell. Russell driving in, and he collapses on the ball, and he kind of runs into Essinger there. Now, Robson with the rebound. He's going up court, and I don't think he's stopping. I think he's just going to the rack. Oh, big foul there by Grigg. Robson comes down on an elbow, but he's looking okay. Grigg hits hard. Nothing dirty there, folks. Just a very, very solid foul there by the Red Devils.
You know, Griggs did a great job getting back. That's going to be number three on the older Griggs there. Jared, you know, he's having some shoe issues, so it looks like he's going to come out of the game for a minute.
Yep, Cavanaugh's going to come in. They called that one before the shot, although Robson was in the air. It looked like he was taking the layup there. So inbounds coming from Wykes. He's looking to Robson. Robson has it at the elbow. He's got Russell on him. He's backing into him. Turns around, squares up to the hoop. Nice little shake and bake and shot there, but off the front of the iron. So one of the things we're seeing is the verticality is not quite there yet. He's fading away a little bit, and so he's just missing on these.
I thought Caden Russell did a good job of forcing a tough shot by Robson there.
Essinger with the ball in the paint, and he's bumping and banging, able to get that one in. Great job by Ryler.
Just rolled it right over the front of the rim and, you know, doing a great job there.
You know, that's his seventh point here of the match, and he's doing a great job. So ball goes to Wilson in the corner. He's kicking back over to Cooper Thomas. Thomas drives in. Nice left hand off the glass. Draws the contact. Is that going to be on Cavanaugh? I think that's his second.
I think so. You know, everybody was in great position in the very last second. Cavanaugh just kind of threw his hips there. You know, he didn't need it. And you know, great elevation there by Cooper Thomas. See if we can get some more guys on the scoreboard here for Hard Northern.
Right, so off the back iron, and I'll tell you what, foul shots are going to be an issue for him here tonight, and that's where if we're making foul shots for the Polar Bears, then we're looking at a much closer ball game here. All right, so Thomas off the back again, so misses the second of two. Good rebound by Hooker, puts it over to Robson. Robson able to get it in. So nice job on the offensive glass there.
You know, that gets Robson to 12 of their 21, and you can definitely tell that Hooker was ready to dump it off and, you know, get the taller, you know, athletic Robson a good look there.
So Ken has the ball in the corner. Wilson on him, dropped into Cavani. Cavani kicks it up to Agapiu. He puts it over to Russell. Russell has the ball. He's driving around left, puts it back over to Brady Ken. Ken driving. He's got Cavani in the paint, but nice backdoor cut there by Ryler Essinger, and he puts it in with the left hand. Great move, great court vision there by Ken.
You know, Harden Northern just lost him on the backside there, and it was a great passing lane. It was a great look.
Okay, Hooker has the ball, passes over to Robson. Hooker setting the screen up top, but unable to clear out any space for Robson. Robson fighting. He's going to pull up from the foul line, passes over to Cooper Thomas. Thomas with the three, and in and out for him. Unfortunate. Russell with a nice rebound here for the Red Devils, and he's pushing the pace going up court. He's going to drive in, kick it over to Essinger. Essinger has time. He drives in, trips. They're going to call a little touch foul there, but it looked like he kind of just tripped on his own feet there.
It did, and he was already dumping it down. It was great passing by both these big guys for Arlington. You, Cavani and Essinger, these guys have great court vision.
Yep. All right, so we've got Jared Griggs, the freshman, coming back in. He took Agapiu out. It's going to be inbounded by Brady Ken. Goes over to Essinger, kicks over to Griggs. Griggs to Russell, looking in that corner for Ken, and he finally gets the ball, but he's not open. Now Cavani fighting for it, calling for it in the post. Hooker doing a great job fronting him, putting some body on him. Goes over to Essinger. Essinger bumping into Robson. Goes back over to Cavani. Great defense here by the Polar Bears to sustain this attack by the Red Devils. So Russell driving in. He's at the elbow. He picks up his dribble. He looks in the corner to Cavani. Cavani up top to Essinger, and they're going to try and reset the offense here.
You know, these hard Northern Polar Bears, they're doing a good job of keeping Arlington uncomfortable. They don't look as comfortable right now, you know, offensively as they did in the first half. They're not really getting a whole lot of motion.
Oh, so Cavani gets the ball in the post, puts a hard move in. Hooker takes a bump, goes down. They're going to call the player. They're going to call that on Hooker. That's going to be his third. So look to see Coach pull him here shortly. Can't imagine he's going to leave him in for much longer, but he's been, by and large, their biggest guy banging in the post with these big guys for the Red Devils.
I mean, him and Cavani have been banging hard and banging. You know, it's a really good battle to see down low with post guys.
Yep, Jared Griggs has the ball up top. He's got Wikes on him, passes over to Ken, back to Griggs. Griggs driving in, nice move, going to be deflected by Robson, goes over to Cavani. He gets it to Russell. Russell from outside, off the front of the iron. Cavani, again, fighting for it, puts it over to Jared Griggs. Good dish back. He puts it in. Great hustle there by Cavani. He created that entire play and got the ball back and able to finish.
It's good to see those guys, you know, get rewarded for their hustle and really working hard. So, you know, getting the reward for the big fella, that's good to see.
Yep, your score now 30-21. Red Devils leading, 2:41 left on the Root Numbers Radio scoreboard here in this third quarter. Ball kicked over to Wikes in the corner. He's going up top to Wilson. Wilson with the chance for the three there. Nice three ball for Wilson. Now your score 24-30. And that's the kind of create and shoot that we need to see out of some of the guards here for the Polar Bears.
You know, great ball screen on the down screen. It creates a lot of space. You know, Arlington tried to trail it and gave him a wide open three from top of the key.
All right, so Wilson on Ken. Ken fighting for it. Wilson really trying to get aggressive here. Kicks over to Russell in the corner. He puts it over to Ryler Essinger. He puts it in to Cavani. Cavani has the ball. He's going to put it up and in, and he's just dominating in the paint here for the Red Devils tonight.
You know, Kobe Harris, he's working his tail off, but Cavani's he's turning it on. It's nice to see. He's at 8 points, and he's earned every one of them.
Oh, yeah. So Wilson with the ball up top. He puts it over to Robson, but Robson unable to get the ball because Russell makes a nice diving play to deflect. Goes over to Jared Griggs. He's going to draw the foul from White. Folks, we're at 1:44. Your score 32-24 with the Red Devils leading over the Polar Bears. We're going to see Coleman coming in and Hooker going out for the Polar Bears.
You know, look to see, you know, Sean Coleman here come in, and you know he's a little taller than, you know, Hooker, and he's definitely going to D up, you know, Cavani. You know, see if Cavani can keep it up. You know, he's starting to get a little tired because he's working so hard. So I wouldn't mind seeing him get a little bit of a breather by coach that way either.
Yep, so Russell has the ball up top. Thomas on him. Nice drive in off the left hand. Robson with the rebound, and he's pushing up court. Looks over to Wilson on the far side. Wilson pulls up from the mid-range jumper. Now that's two back-to-back for him. Look to see him getting a rhythm here and do something for him. Your score now 32-26 on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. All right, Russell bringing it up the court. Cooper Thomas on him. Passes over to Ken. Ken to Cavani. Cavani again with those beautiful inside plays. And they just can't shut him down.
If Harden Northern does not come up with an answer for Cavani tonight in the second half, then, you know, they're in trouble.
Yep. All right. 59 seconds left. Wilson has it. He's pulling back. He's looking like they may try and just get last possession, last shot here, but a minute's a lot of time to burn off that clock.
It is. You definitely need great ball handlers to be able to burn a full minute off the clock here, and looks like they're going to get a good jump shot from the mid-range.
Yep, so Thomas just off the mark there. Russell with the rebound. 40 seconds left here in the third quarter. He's bringing the ball up the court, and they're going to slow down and set up something here as well. What are you doing here? I'm looking at Cavanaugh in the post, and that's exactly what they do. Drop it over. Essinger from the top of the key, and he just drops one just inside the foul line. Nice shot there. He's got a really pretty stroke for
a big guy. These two big guys, they're inside-outside game between Cavanaugh and Essinger. These guys really see the basketball game really well.
Yep. All right, so 10 seconds left. Wilson has the ball. He's got Russell on him. He's looking over to Robson. Robson clears it out. 4 seconds. He's trying to get on. He's got triple teams. Kicks over to Thomas. Thomas with the open look off the back of the iron. Folks, that's your third quarter. Score 36-26. Red Devils leading. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio.
Pencil Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 and Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Pencil Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatched front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Pencil Ready Mix and follow them on Facebook to see the many projects they do. Pencil Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all area sports teams and wish them the best of luck this season.
Affordable Seamless Gutters of Herod is a fully insured gutter business offering several services such as 5 and 6 inch gutters, leaf guards, snow and ice guards, fascia and soffit work, rain barrels, and removal of old gutters. For an estimate, call 419-674-5748 or visit Affordable Seamless Gutters on Facebook. Military and senior discounts available. No job too big or small. Call Affordable Seamless Gutters and Downspouts today.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the start of the fourth quarter, sponsored here by Roof Law Offices. This is Ryan Yoakum with Sean Christopher, where the Arlington Red Devils are leading 36-26 over the Hardin Northern Polar Bears. And much of that is by the inside-outside play of Cavanaugh and Essinger.
Hardin Northern must be really excited because it looks like Coach Vermillion is going to give Cavanaugh a break here at the beginning of the quarter.
Right, so quick inbound play goes over to the freshman Griggs. He has it. Nice left hand, but unable to control it. Robson with the rebound, bringing it up the court. He's got two guys on him. They back off, and they're getting into their offensive set. He kicks over to Wilson in the corner. Wilson has it. He's up top. He's got the freshman Griggs on him. He's dribbling, looking over to Wykes. Wykes runs into some to one of the players, but it gets over to Cooper Thomas. Goes to Robson. Robson fighting for it. And that's going to be Russell with his what foul is that on Russell? That's just his first team foul, or his first foul, and that's only the third team foul here for the Red Devils.
He did a great job. He was in great position. Essinger, dug down on Robson just at that very last second. He got a little greedy and then swatted down when he was going up to shoot.
Yep. Really need these foul shots here by Robson, and he rolls that first one in. That's that shooter's touch.
Yeah, that's what it is. You get that good form, you'll get those every time.
And it looks like Jared Griggs going out, and it's Vermillion coming in. That's the freshman. I'll get you his first name here, folks. Sorry about that.
Jace
Vermillion in. Robson with the second of two off the back iron. Rebound by Hobson. He kicks it over to Curtis. Curtis has the ball, puts it back over to Cooper Thomas. Thomas driving in. He's going to draw a foul off of Ryler Essinger there. Good job trying to hit that baseline.
He just couldn't get his hips over to cut it off and, created that little foul.
All right, 36-27, 7:27 here on the clock. Fourth quarter, inbounds play goes to Wilson. Wilson gets it back to Robson. Robson goes up in the air, fights for it. Draws some contact, no call, but nice bucket there by Robson.
Great post move by Robson there. Being able to get a guy in the air and out of position defensively and converting.
All right, so Polar Bears putting a little bit of soft pressure on the ball. Russell brings the ball up the court, has no problem. Kicks it over to Griggs. Griggs out top to Vermillion. Vermillion with a long three off the glass. Going to be rebounded by Wilson's going to let it go out of bounds here. So interesting possession there for the Red Devils. I thought that they kind of rushed a shot there. When you're up 7-8 points, you're trying to kind of milk the clock a little bit and get the shots you want as opposed to forcing them.
Shows a little bit of the inexperience of Jace Vermillion there, just coming in the game. But obviously he's got a green light. He must be a good enough shooter to be able to do that.
Right, so Wilson has the ball. He kicks it over to Hobson. Hobson has it. picks it back up, puts it to Wilson. A little bit of a press there coming. Goes over to Robson in the corner. He kicks it over to Curtis. Curtis with the three ball. Nice shot on the left-hand side by Colby Curtis.
A great open three. You know, when you get an open three without the pressure, you've got to be able to convert those.
That's 10 points here for Curtis tonight. Now, Ken has the ball driving in. Going to be deflected off of Hobson. Good job to step up there and close down that lane and not give him an open pass.
You know it's, these Arlington Red Devils here, they're starting to get a little uncomfortable. Cavanaugh's coming back in here. So, you know,
Cavanaugh's coming back in, and so is Hooker. Look
so
for
Coach Thomas is, you know, sending Hooker in. As soon as he saw Cavanaugh coming, he threw Hooker in to try to defend him.
Yeah, he needs somebody that can body up against him, and Hooker's definitely had that job all night, which is why he's been in foul trouble.
Absolutely.
All right, Russell inbounding the ball. Clock going, goes up to Ryler Essinger up top. He catches it. He's got Robson on him. Kicks it over to Vermillion. Vermillion with Curtis guarding him. Goes into Ken. Ken over to Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh fighting in the post. Kicks it back out to Ken. He's cutting around to the left-hand side. Puts it to Russell. Russell driving. Pulls up, stops, and kicks it back over to Jace Vermillion. Vermillion going to hit Essinger. Essinger battling in the paint. Kicks it up top to Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh from about 13 feet just misses. Wilson has the ball on the rebound. Really great job by the guard with offensive rebounds and defensive rebounds here tonight. And he pulls up, just misses. Going to be an offensive rebound. Kurtz cleaning up the garbage there. Goes to Robson. Robson puts it off the glass. Draws contact. Again, no call. They're really letting him battle in the paint. And then was that a call on Curtis or
on
Robson?
We've got another foul on Colby Curtis. That's his second. And, you know that all that whole possession was just hustle, 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 which when, you know, shots aren't dropping, you know, you can always control your hustle and your effort, and both these teams are there.
All right, your score now 36-32, so Northern creeping in on that lead, trying to get back to them. It's 5:45 left on the clock here on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Red Devils have the ball. It's Vermillion up top. Curtis guarding him. He's looking over to Russell. Russell's going to pick it up and reset the offense here. Cooper Thomas guarding Russell. We're a little deflection. Thomas able to just knock it away there, but Russell gets it back. Ball goes over to Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh over to Essinger. Essinger, nice shot fake. Driving in, looking to scoop it over. Hooker dives on the floor, picks it up for Northern. Going to be out of bounds. Off of Red Devils, going to be polar bear ball.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate one. You loose ball, you know, big guys diving on the floor, really, you know, going all out, and you know, Arlington just happened to be on the line when he got the possession of the ball.
Yep, a gap you in for Red Devils. He's going to take out Ryler Essinger. All right, inbound coming from Wilson. Puts it over to Cooper Thomas. Thomas back to Wilson. Wilson, methodical. He dribbles that ball up the court. He doesn't look like he's got any pressure on him whatsoever. They trail by four, but he's cool as a cucumber right now. Puts it over to Robson. Robson has it. He's trying to isolate here, but it puts it back to Wilson. Wilson pulls the ball back up. Over to Robson. Robson again on the one-on-one. Kicks it over to Curtis. Curtis with the three, and good. That's 13 points for Curtis tonight. He's having a great night.
That's a huge three to cut it to one with just under 5 minutes to play. This is turning into a great ball game.
Yep, Curtis on Vermillion. He's fighting for it. Going to have a timeout.
Timeout,
folks, we're going to take one, too. You're listening to your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Cessna Transport, now hiring drivers. Come work for a well-established company, grow financially, and have a career instead of just a job. Must have Class A CDL with tank and hazmat endorsements. Benefits include 401k and health insurance. Regional and OTR routes available. Apply in person south of Kenton on 68 or online at CessnaTransport.com. Make Cessna Transport the last career change you'll ever make.
Domino's week-long carry-out deal means you can carry out three topping pizzas for $7.99 each every day. That's right, $7.99 each, and every day means any day. But just in case there's any confusion, we've set up a helpful website to confirm if today's a day you can carry out three topping pizzas for $7.99 each at Domino's. Just go to howabouttoday.com to find out if Domino's week-long carry-out deal is valid today. Spoiler alert, it is. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Excludes extra large and specialty pizzas. Crust availability varies by size.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back, folks. We're live here at Arlington High School where the Polar Bears are making a charge trying to get back into this game against the Red Devils. They trail 35-36. Robson has the ball. He's driving off the glass. Wow. Heavily contested. Takes contact. Able to get it in. And Polar Bears regain the lead. 37-36. Root Lumber Radio scoreboard 4:10 left here in the fourth quarter. Ooh. That could have been trouble.
That could have been trouble either way. You know, he did it. You know, he picked up the ball right at half court. Zeb Wilson did, and a little bit of a poke, trying to get a cheap one, pressuring the ball, and just got a little too tight and got the call.
Yep, so coach going to pull Jace Vermillion out and put Ryler Essinger back in here for the Red Devils. Cooper Thomas putting pressure on Russell. He's able to get the ball inbounded for the Devils. He draws back and trying to get across half court. Thomas on him, going out to Gapu. He's got the ball, pulls it up, goes into Cavanaugh in the post. Cavanaugh back over to the far side to Brady Kinn. Kinn off the mark there, and Curtis with the rebound. He's pushing, pulls back, and there's Zeb Wilson. Like we said, cool as a cucumber. Going to get a full timeout here by the Polar Bears. Folks, we're going to take another one. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
These days, we're all doing a lot more virtually, which is why at Ohio Health, we've expanded our virtual care options and availability to make it even easier to get safe, expert care at home. That includes virtual visits with over 1,000 trusted providers in every medical specialty. Learn more about our virtual health options at ohiohealth.com/virtualhealth.
Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677. Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677.
Health Marcus Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Service and product availability varies by state.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, welcome back. This is Ryan Yoakum here with Sean Christopher, where we've got a barn burner here tonight, Sean.
You know, I thought Arlington was going to pull away and make it not quite as exciting as it's becoming. And Hardin Northern just will not go away, and they've made a lot of plays. And I'd say that this is a game of runs, and Hardin Northern's making a big run right now, and Arlington's going to stop the bleeding real soon.
Yep, so Northern with the ball. Curtis passes over to Wilson. He puts it to Hooker. Hooker going to dribble it back up top. He's not their outside man. Puts it back to Wilson. Wilson guarded by Agapu. He pulls back, resets the offense. Looks over to the corner to Robson. They're trying to clear out and give Robson the one-on-one against Russell here. Coach yelling for them all to spread out. Hooker going to come, give him a screen up top. Gives Robson the 17-footer. Off the glass, roll, off and out. Hooker drops in. Great offensive rebound. Goes back over to Curtis. Deflected off Wilson. Goes to Agapu, and he's driving for the Red Devils. He pulls the ball back up. Goes to Kinn. Goes over to Essinger. Essinger looking at nothing but open lane. He drives in, pulls up. Agapu over on the far side. Three-pointer off the glass. Rebound fought for and rebounded by Cavanaugh. Great job there by Cavanaugh. All right, ball goes to Kinn. They get it back to Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh fighting in the paint for it. Off the glass again. Rebound Robson. And we're sitting at 2 minutes, 34 seconds left here on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Your score, 36-37, with the Polar Bears leading by one.
See, Hardin Northern, they're on an 11-0 run right now. And Arlington just cannot break that run. You know, that 11 straight points, see if Hardin Northern can extend it and really start to put this game away.
So Cooper Thomas with the ball, puts it over to Hooker. Hooker has it, goes over to Curtis. Curtis takes the shot just off. He's been lights out here in this second half. All right, so Russell has the ball for the Red Devils. He's bringing ball down court. Thomas puts it over, puts it to Brady Kinn. Kinn kicks into Essinger. Essinger looking to kick outside to Agapu. He drives in, drops to Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh does a great job sealing and takes the post play there.
Your timeout by Coach Vermillion over there.
Is that a full timeout or a
30-second
timeout? Folks, we're going to keep it here. Your score now 38-37 with the Red Devils leading. A minute 54 left on the clock.
You know, watching Mason Cavanaugh play, he's got a little extra juice tonight. You know, it's kind of one of those things. His family's a hard Northern family, and I think he's got a little extra, for the old family.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. He's in there, and he's battling. And I'll tell you what, I love seeing great post play. I just don't think it's as well touted as that guard play and even that shooting guard and power forward play, but a good postman can really dominate and control a game.
You look at the elites, the NBA, everybody gets excited about the guards taking deep shots, and the art of being a great post player is almost becoming lost. So seeing these guys banging down low, both schools really, is a lot of fun to watch.
Yep. So Hardin Northern has 5 team fouls. Red Devils have 4, so neither team really in foul trouble here. Ball inbounded. Minute 51 on the clock. 37-38. Red Devils lead. Wilson with the ball. He's dribbling. He's got a gap you on him. Puts it over to Thomas. Thomas has Essinger guarding him there. Back to Wilson. Wilson going to pull back up. This gym's getting loud, folks. It's hard to hear. If you can hear them, they're having a great time, and everybody's in this. Wilson draws it. Kicks it out to Thomas. Thomas with the long three off the backboard. Fighting for the rebound inside their Hooker and Robson. Ball hits the floor and
what
able to be picked up
battle.
By.
Wow.
Oh, Wilson with an idea there. Great job by Hooker. He puts it over to Thomas. Thomas off the glass, rolls it in. 39-38, minute 16 left on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Red Devils with the ball, bringing it up the court. Russell with Cooper Thomas on him.
Yeah, this is turning into an all-timer. This is a great ball game.
Russell drives in, open backboard, misses it. Robson with the rebound. He comes down. He's got two on him. He breaks through, kicks it over to Hooker. Hooker pulls it back, puts it to Robson. Robson going to pull back and try and take some time off the clock here, make him potentially foul him and do something. All right, Wilson has the ball up top, goes over to Cooper Thomas. Thomas in the corner to Hooker. Hooker brings it back, puts it back over to Thomas. He dribbles. He draws a little bit of contact. No call there. Fouls to give here by the Red Devils, but they're killing this clock. Great job by the guard play here for the Polar Bears. Oh. And there's your first foul. They're not. It was an aggressive foul, but they're not going to call it any more than just a player control.
You know, they very well could have called intentional there on Mason Cavanaugh. I think they're discussing it right now, you know, whether they want to make it and change it. But, you know, I could see it going either way.
Yeah, 35.2 left on the clock. Your score 39-38. Polar Bears lead here on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. All right, Red Devils substitution. Jared Griggs coming back in. He was in foul trouble early. He's going to pull Cavanaugh out. So this has got to be a offensive substitution here. And we're going to have a timeout here by the Polar Bears. Going to take a full timeout. Folks, we'll take one too. You're listening to your region, your radio.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors. Committed to superior quality, leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 419-673-0937 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Wow. All right, welcome back, folks. 32 seconds left on the clock. Polar Bears with the ball. Going to draw some contact here. It's going to be Colby Curtis that gets the foul. And that'll be the sixth team foul here for the Red Devils? Or is that going to be their seventh and put them in the 1-1?
It looks like it's going to be their sixth foul. Not quite there yet. Definitely wouldn't have fouled Colby Curtis because he's the only Hart Northern guy that's been consistent at the line tonight.
Yep,
if it's going to be 1-1.
Coleman with the inbound play goes over. They're going to draw another foul. That's going to be Ryler Essinger with the foul. And now we are going to be in the 1-1. That's going to be the bonus here for the Red Devils.
Yeah, this is an opportunity here for Sean Coleman to extend the lead. And free throws down the stretch here. They're going to be huge.
And we talked about that early in the game. And truthfully, Polar Bears have struggled from the foul line. So the charity stripe hasn't been forgiving. All right, so there's Coleman. Nothing but net. He makes the first of two here. Your score now 40-38, 28.5 on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Substitution coming, going to be Jace Vermillion. He's going to pull out Jared Griggs. So going to see an offensive-defensive substitution here. And Coleman again to take the second of two foul shots. All right, Coleman at the line. Calm, collected. Foul shot up and good. Your score now 41-38. We've got a timeout by Hardin Northern trying to figure out their defensive set here. So what are you doing here, Coach?
First of all, for Coleman to come in and get his first 2 points at the line in a tight game with 28 seconds left, that's beautiful. Being able to be able to come in and do that. Now, if you're Arlington, you're definitely going to come down trying to get a quick two. You're not trying to get the three. They haven't shot particularly well from the outside. You're definitely trying to look, a quick inside-outside game. I know he brought in Jason Vermillion, who's a sharpshooting freshman, be able to go offense, defensive subs. So you look to see him come off a screen or one of the other guys that come off a screen to get a good look.
Yep.
But the big thing is for both these teams down the stretch has been those hustle plays, those offensive rebounds. So you got to be ready to crash the boards on both sides.
Polar Bears with five team fouls. I let them inbound the play, kill some clock, and then I take a foul here just to make them reset again and get in their heads a little bit.
Absolutely. You extend the game a little bit on that end of it. Make Arlington just a little less comfortable than what they want to be.
The other side is you're sitting on a three-point lead. So you take that first foul, kill some clock, take the second foul, put them at the line, make them shoot the one-and-one, and even if they make both, you're still up one, and then you have possession. All right, so Russell with the ball. He inbounds, brings it over to Ryler Essinger. Essinger puts it to Agapu. Back over to Russell, and it goes over to Brady Kent. Fighting for it is Wilson. Back to Agapu. He's driving. The ball gets deflected. Hits the floor. Russell diving for it, but the freshman Vermillion picks it up. Coach
great
calls
call.
A quick,
great
quick timeout.
Call by Coach Vermillion there. He'll settle his guys down.
Yep, 9.3 on the clock, and the Red Devils are trailing 38-41. All right, so we'll see what Coach has in store for him here. Are you setting an inbounds play to look for this open three, or are you trying to still get that 2 points?
I think you double it up. I think you give yourself a quick look at a two, and if you don't like the two look, then you go ahead and get one of your good shooters on the outside, and everybody else has got to crash hard. If you take that outside shot, and you got to crash the boards, but they also have to understand you take a long shot, your rebound's going to come off long most of the time.
Yeah, so interesting game here tonight. So the Red Devils have led predominantly through the entire game, and then the Polar Bears made a really nice, at one point, 11-0 run to get back in this and have been able to hold on to the lead since they had it.
And really, it was sitting at 26, I believe, and Harden Newland's just going on a tear, and Arlington hasn't been able to put anything in other than one little roll in by Mace and Cavanaugh.
Yeah, so Red Devils ball. They're going to be inbounding from the near sideline over here. Jim's going to get loud, folks. So Russell inbounding the ball. He's going to have Curtis on him. And it looks like they're going to try and stack and get Vermillion here in the corner. Nope, it goes over to Essinger. 8.7 goes over to Russell. Russell to Ken, back over to Vermillion, and that's Greg with the shot off the glass, up and in. Vermillion has it. He chucks it off the backboard.
Oh.
And the Polar Bears pull off an upset, folks.
What
your
a
final score,
game.
38-41. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
We keep you rolling on the road or in the field. Wilson Tire. Anything with wheels.
Wilson Tire Company has three locations to serve you in Upper Sandusky, Kenton, and Tiffin, and carries a complete line of tires from Firestone, Michelin, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Cooper, and Mastercraft. When it comes to your family's safety, don't rely on big box discounts. Get to Wilson Tire.
Wilson Tire Company. Oh, yeah.
Need to send money to friends or family? What about to personal accounts at other locations? Need to make a payment at Quest from another bank or credit union? Go to questfcu.com/payoptions to learn more. We're rolling out new ways to pay anyone and to pay yourself. All free, all available at Quest Federal Credit Union. Membership eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Equal opportunity lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs, insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
As a not-for-profit electric cooperative, Mid-Ohio Energy takes pride in being a trusted resource for its members and communities. They're here to keep the lights on, to help you use energy efficiently, to educate members on emerging energy technologies, and to improve the quality of life in local communities. Mid-Ohio Energy is local, trusted, and member-owned. For energy efficiency tips, community programs, and more, visit midohioenergy.com.
Winter brings blustery winds, snow, and ice. Warm up your cold days and nights with a hot cup of coffee.
The Depot No. 9 offers a full selection of Black Rifle Coffee Company in 1-pound grounds or 12-count rounds, great for home or on the go. At the Depot No. 9, Black Rifle Coffee comes in light, medium, or dark roast, as well as decaf. Shop on in to the Depot No. 9 in downtown Kenton on the square and try a sample of Black Rifle Coffee today.
Infinite opportunities simply means there are endless ways to make it possible. At HSLC, we have been helping homeowners in Kenton and surrounding Hardin County areas make it possible for over 130 years with mortgages, loan refinancing, home equity loans, and more. HSLC is here with the answers to all your questions and to make sure the loan process moves along smoothly. Contact one of our exceptional loan officers at HSLC to make your home ownership dreams come true. The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Schaefer's Auto Body and Paint, your local Hardin County full-service body shop, located at 203 Harris Street in Kenton, takes great pride in making sure your wrecked vehicle gets repaired in a timely manner with quality parts. They work with all insurance companies and can make arrangements for a rental car. So when bad weather strikes this winter season and you get into an untimely accident, come and see the body shop professionals Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. or call 419-673-8475 and join them on Facebook.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, folks, this is the Ohio Health Hardin Memorial Hospital postgame show. This is Ryan Yoakum here with Sean Christopher, where we're closing out what was a great night here in Arlington, and not so much for the Red Devils, but, man, it was a good basketball game.
Yeah, this is, you know, one of those basketball games you just love to see. You know, in Northwest Ohio, you two good teams, you know, going 9 wins each coming into the game, you know, big things on the line for each of them. You know, Hardin Northern just seemed like they were in great shape, and I thought that made a big difference down the stretch.
Yeah, and, you know, Robson has consistent good play there for the Polar Bears, but Colby Curtis really stepped up and was a catalyst for that run that they had early in the third and going into the fourth quarter.
You know, when he came in the game early, you know, it was just a shot of energy, and then it kind of faded, and Arlington made a good, you know, good run at it. But, you know, Hardin Northern, they ended on, what, a 15-2 run, you know, most of the fourth quarter. And I thought a lot of that was the energy that Colby Curtis brought. And I also want to, you know, acknowledge some of those other guys. You know, we talked at the halftime that other guys needed to be able to score. And some other guys really stepped up and made big shots, and especially two great free throws there down the stretch with just a few seconds left by Sean Coleman there.
Yeah, and so – not to begrudge anything against the Red Devils, we saw some great inside-outside play from Essinger and Cavanaugh, and really a lot to be said for a team that didn't have one senior on them there tonight.
You know, both young teams, and really, you know, the play of Mason Cavanaugh was just impressive. And seeing, you know, Arlington have two throwback big guys being able to play, you know, brings you back to some of the younger years where, you know, that was a dominant force in basketball all the way around.
You know, and both these teams coming off of wins last night, so this will be a 2-win win streak for the Polar Bears. Both of them at least get a little bit of rest and don't have games again until next week. I believe the Red Devils play Van Buren Friday night, and the Polar Bears are playing Ridgemont, and that's going to be a game. That's really going to be a tester for them.
You know, both of those games are huge games. You know, Ridgemont, they're a good ball club, so Hardin Northern's going to have to, you know, recover from a really tough weekend here and to be able to, you know, see if they can get a win there. And, you know, Arlington, they're still sitting at 5-2 in the BVC. So their Van Buren game, you know, being in league is going to be important for them to try to keep pace with, you know, some of those guys at the top.
Sure, and give it to Hardin Northern. At least they've got Ridgemont at home. You know,
that's a help.
Yeah, Ridgemont's a hard place to go to and win. It really is. So that'll be an interesting game. I'll really be looking forward to see what the scores are from that one. Folks, you're listening to 95.3 WKTN. Signing off, this is Ryan Yoakum and Sean Christopher.
Have a good evening, folks.
Thank you for joining WKTN Sports for Boys High School Basketball. As Hardin Northern took on Arlington, let's thank our sponsors for making it possible. Hensel Ready Mix, Liberty National Bank, Depot No. 9, Stillwater Metal, HSLC, Bridget Howell Health Markets, Quest Federal Credit Union, Nelson Insurance, Cole Humphrey Insurance, The Little Chicago Room, Affordable Seamless Gutters, Ohio Health Hardin Memorial Hospital, Wilson Sporting Goods, Cessna Transport, Edward Jones, Kyle Johnston, Mid Ohio Energy Cooperative,
McCullough Industries, and Olympic Steel Company, Century 21 Sunway Realty, Ohio Health Heart and Memorial Hospital, Root Lumber, Domino's Pizza, Superior Credit Union, Ace Hardware, and the Roof Law Office. Join us again Tuesday as we'll have Kenton taking on Ridgemont in girls basketball.